Hi everyone, welcome back to Money That Is Intercontinental podcast. I'm Hassana. Today we are going to be diving into something powerful, which is design. So we'll be talking about how design converts, how UI UX shapes trust in payment. So basically, not just how your product looks, but how it earns trust, creates confidence, and ultimately drives growth, especially when you are building a payment platform for a global audience. Joining me today is the creative mind behind One Remit Look and Feel, which is our designer, Olakunle. Hi, Olakunle. Welcome.
Hi, Asana. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you. I'm sure you guys are wondering why Femi is not here. He couldn't be here today, so Olakunle is taking over. And since he's our designer, basically the best person to have this conversation with. So to kick things off, let's go back a bit. When you first got involved with One Remit, what were we working with visually?
Hi everyone, my name is Olakunle. I'm the product and brand designer at One Remit, basically. So basically, when I started working on One Remit, I was working with social media, like putting the brand out there, like making people know that there's a platform for global payments called One Remit. So I had to design basically ads for social media, Twitter, X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. So I had to communicate very well with my designs, with the design consistency basically. Yeah. So that's about that.
All right, thank you so much, Olakunle. So in fintech, in product that deals with money, users are usually very cautious. I know I am. So they want to know, is this legit? Will my money be safe? So in your experience, how much does design alone shape the first impression? What are some visual cues that immediately signal trust to a user?
Basically, first impression for any brand, for any fintech brand or any brand at all, is not always the final product. Basically, you start with probably a design, maybe a logo, just something on social media to show your audience that this brand is out here. And then sometimes it could be a landing page. So that landing page is going to serve as a source of information for your audience, for them to see that they can trust One Remit, for them to see that One Remit is capable of sending basically.
So do you think that bad design instantly kills trust, even if the product is solid?
Yeah, I actually think so, because some users, in fact, I would say most users, they are usually quick to judge anything they see visually. Once they see something bad or maybe good, it's going to shape their decision. Maybe they want to go with this thing, or maybe they're just going to bounce. So yeah, I feel like designs are actually important in the first impression phase of any brand at all.
So what are some specific things that you did with One Remit UI to inspire that confidence, that to show that One Remit is legit and is safe?
When I was designing the flow for One Remit, it took me many, a lot of iterations to to be able to consider, to empathize with different users. So what I did was create user personas for different types of users. So we have users with users with trust issues, we users with urgency in their mind, and then if even users with users with confidence, maybe users that already trust more energy, you will design for them as well. So what I did was create user personas and then try to make the flow for them. So once I make the flow, and then I test the flow if it works for those type of users. So if it works, then fine, that's a good thing. Work on making everything better. But then if it doesn't, you're going to go back, you're going to iterate again, and then you're going to simplify, basically. Yeah.
So let's talk about the emotional layer. We know design is not just about things looking sleek. And you mentioned something, urgency, there's also security, there's ease. So how do you think about emotion when you are designing payment or finance experiences? For instance, what emotion were you trying to invoke with OneRemit colors, spacing, layout? What inspired the color? Why did you choose it? The layout and all of that.
Yeah, so basically the colors that I picked out for the OneRemit, those colors represent for one, the green I used that represents a bit of like trust. That's a legit, let me say legitness. Yeah. And then other colors that you just like build a social kind of vibe for OneRemit, and then yeah, that's it.
Another thing that has evolved is OneRemit's presence outside the app, outside the website, like on social media, and consistency has played a huge role in that. So how important is it for brands like OneRemit, or in this case, OneRemit, to have visual consistency across platforms? What's like the hardest part about maintaining that consistency?
Well, visual consistency, the hard part basically is okay, we put posts out every day basically, so we deliver different value to our users. So sometimes we will educate our users, sometimes we will tell them stories, sometimes it's not just promoting our our product. Yeah, so we deliver all those type of value too. So the hardest part in this design consistency stuff is basically looking for new ways to share this information with our audience. So yeah, that's like the hardest part, like new ways to design, new ways to just like new ways to do everything, not just staying in one place.
So I'm also curious, yeah, what was your first priority in redesigning or refining it? So when you want to make new changes, when you want to redesign, what's like first thing that's in your head?
Okay, basically, if I want to start redesigning, that means I've gotten feedback from somebody, from maybe our audience, someone that had a look at the design. Basically, just follow the feedback first before any other thing. Yeah, that's how I do it.
So thank you, Olakunle. This has been such an insightful conversation. And before I let you go, so as a designer, what advice would you give in regards to trying to build trust with users through design?
Well, I would say as a designer, I would advise for the team behind our brand to focus on designing for people to feel safe, designing for trust, and then they should like stay close to their users, get feedback. Work on the feedback, ask for feedback. There's always room for improvement in any project at all, and then be consistent with your branding elements, all the deliverables. Yeah, that's it.
All right, thank you. So if you're listening to this and you want to simplify your cross-border payments, remember that it's www.oneremit.co, which is OnereMit.co. And at OneRemit, we're not just building the products, we're building trusts. And as you can tell with this conversation with Olakunle, design is at the heart of that. Thanks again, Olakunle, for joining me. If you have ever underestimated the power of design, I hope this has changed your mind. Any final words?
Yeah, basically just keep your users in mind and then build your brand. That's what I'm going to say. Thank you very much, that's enough.
All right, thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye
Bye.
everyone.